Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Black Tower Podcast. This definitely isn't take two of the intro. We are a Wheel of Time podcast that obviously get everything right first time around. That's our MO. Everybody knows we do that.
First take, Tony.
Yeah. I am one of your hosts. I am Andrew, your Bajan Mahal.
And I am Josh, your Tsorovan Mahal.
And I am Daniel. The made-up Mahal, the Amon Khan Mahal.
No, you're the fourth age Mahal, not the made-up Mahal.
No, I'm the made-up Mahal.
Fine, B, you're the made-up Mahal.
The makeup Mahal?
I want to be the made-up Mahal. Don't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do, Dad.
Well, guys, we've got a great episode. Super excited for it. We got some great people that I would say that you're going to meet, but if you listen to us, I guarantee you listen to them or know who they are at the very minimum. And if you don't, shame on you, shame on your family, shame on your cow.
Dishonor.
So, but before we get into that, as always, we have some people to thank. So, first off, we do have a new patron to thank. Thank.
That's right.
It's supposed to be more than just one letter different. That's kind of fucked up. But anyway, so Travis W., welcome to the ranks of the dedicated. Welcome to the Black Tower.
Welcome to the tower.
Thank you so much for your support. And we'll see if you need a glass of wine or not. But thank you so much for joining and supporting us here at what we do. It's been a long day. Fucking English IEXC has encountered a fatal error.
Travis W., you're a badass. We love you, and we're grateful to have you on the rolls of the Black Tower. And, Travis,
is that a fat joke?
If you're looking,
maybe.
I mean, it might be.
Yeah,
if you're
looking for
crystals or rocks or shiny things to help ease your torment, ease the taint in your daily life, well, then you know where to go, crystalbarista.com or facebook.com/rockpick. That is the Crystal Barista. She's got subscription boxes. She's got field trips. And if you live in the Utah area, she's got a live rock show that's going to be happening that you should probably check out on February
27th. Wait, the rocks are alive?
I was going to say,
the
rocks seen a live rock
are
rocks
alive. Did you ever see Frozen?
Why do they fight? Do you watch rocks fight each other?
Are alive.
I mean,
you
rock
can do
fighting was
you
made illegal
rocks.
In 1993.
That's why they're so great.
If
you
love
them
for their healing properties, if you love them because they're shiny, or if you love them because you're a chemistry nerd and you like to study their chemical structures, we've got everything you could ever want at the Crystal Barista. Come on down. And when you're done surfing the Crystal Barista and you decide you want to come back home to the Black Tower and you need something in your life, something to fill that tainty hole in your life, go to the blacktowerpod.com. Blacktowerpod.com is everything you need for everything Black Tower related. You want to join our Discord? There's a link there. You want to follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram? There are links there. You need some merch in your life? We got you, fam. Come to the blacktowerpod.com. Because it's awesome.
BlackTowerPod.com, your one-stop shop for everything Black Tower Podcast. Come on.
It's almost like it's in the name. Before we can introduce our guests, Daniel, there's something we need to do. And
indeed.
We like to rotate who has to roll this on, because sharing is caring. But it's your turn.
All right, guys. Now is the time for favorite spoiler condom. It's time to go ahead and put on some protection, because we all know that there are some people who have not made it down quite as many inches in the Wheel of Time book series as others of us. There are some of us who are a solid 15 inches in, and there are some of us who are only a few inches in. So today, we're not actually going all the way down.
We're going
down 4 full inches. That means if you have read book 1, 2, 3, and 4, you are all set. We are actually going to talk about nothing that passes the end of book 4. Because we technically given that one of our people here today is partway through book five. We could try that, but given our track record, we're just going to stop at four.
We'll just cut it at four.
Just end of book four. So if you have read anything, one, two, three, and four, and you have not gotten any further than that, great. Stick around, listen. You are not going to get spoiled on anything. If you've read a couple books further than that, great. Still stick around. If you've only gotten through book one, like I know a lot of people have, you are at risk of being spoiled a little bit. So stay at your own risk. There may be things that we talk, there are going to be things that we talk about that are past book one. But again, not past book four. Once you hit the end of book four, you are safe.
But for our guest today, they're epic. They're awesome. If you don't know them, you definitely should. You need to go and correct yourself. It is the two who take all wheels. It is the Wheel Takes podcast. Please, Ali and Gus, introduce yourselves.
Hey, hey. Thanks so much for having us. Yeah. Oh, we didn't do that on purpose, but we do that sometimes. Hey, yeah.
How does it feel having somebody finish your sandwiches? There it is. Yeah. Sausages.
You ate my sandwich?
I ate my sandwich?
That's what I was going to say.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys. We're Wheel Takes Podcast. If you haven't heard of us, we're a podcast to talk about the Wheel of Time, predictably enough, considering where we are and who we're with today. Ali, it's you. Hi.
It's me. Hi.
She's read four books. I've read the whole thing. We talk about what she's reading as she's reading it.
And we're trying to get married this year, maybe.
Hopefully, we'll figure it out. We were supposed to get
married last year. Yeah.
But you can understand why.
Well, I mean,
push back the ceremony.
What? Did something happen in 2020?
I had a cold. So, you know.
Well, if you need somebody to recreate the whole fat guy in little coat thing, just let me know. I got you covered.
Always.
Yeah.
I know a guy. I see him every morning.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Sounds like
your mouth is writing checks your body can't cash.
Just so you know, Ashiman are able to officiate ceremonies. So
that's a cool word.
Officiate?
Yeah.
You want to fight our dads for the honor?
Yeah, maybe.
I think you can take off.
Can they channel?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
Decidedly no. Yeah.
Before we fight, do me a favor, real quick. Focus on this flame for just a moment.
Yeah, we're just focus on the flame.
Oh, it didn't change. All right, we're good. Let's do this.
Okay, we're good.
Allie has no idea what's happening.
I don't know.
That's okay. I feel like we're actually doing a good job of.
We're dancing around it, we're tap dancing around it.
This is not actually giving anything away. Our name and the existence of our podcast is already kind of something that you wouldn't know yet. Yeah. So I feel like us just talking about ourselves is not fair in the spoiler.
And what I just said is in no way a spoiler because it's from our fanfic. So it's so far beyond what you haven't read that it can't spoil what you haven't read.
You know, my memory is so crap. Even if you did spoil something, I wouldn't remember.
People have given her full out spoilers on Discord calls like this. And 2 minutes later, they're gone.
I don't remember.
They floated
away.
That
is a blessing.
I drink.
For this, it's a blessing.
Yeah. It's like Finding Dory up here. I don't know what the hell is going on.
But yeah, we're really excited to be here. We're really grateful for your working around our insane schedule. We're in the middle of moving right now.
Dude, so, happy to have you.
It is an honor to join you all today.
Speaking of, out of curiosity, and you know, to pad the episode, I mean, we would never do that.
Ever.
Are you guys moving far away from where you are now, or is it?
We are moving 2,400 miles away from where we are now.
Wow!
And we are driving it on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
that's the way
we are.
Road trip.
Y'all tripping it in two different cars.
In two different cars.
Oh, that's. Do you guys have walkie talkies? You need.
Yes. Wait, we totally
They came yesterday. They're charging downstairs right now.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna be great.
That's fantastic.
Do you have?
You've got to pull over. Pull what over?
You have trucker handles.
We got to make handles.
You need Trevor handles.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. You will need handles.
I really now just want to see pictures of you guys going down the road holding the handle from like an 18-wheeler truck.
They definitely must be Watt related. If they're not, I'll be severely disappointed.
They have to be, right? We'll take suggestions in the discussion.
For everyone listening, make sure you follow the Wheel Takes on Twitter, and they'll post, I don't know, maybe a poll.
Yeah,
we love a good poll.
Or something like that.
Polls are
great. So they'll post a poll on their Twitter.
Make sure you go and follow them so that they can't. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, I would imagine you guys have finished your journey, unless it's going to take over a week.
Okay. Follow us on Twitter to find out the results of the poll.
See what we need.
There you go. Perfect. Love it.
What were their handles, ladies?
What were they?
More shoddy and snakes and foxes. More shoddy and snakes and foxes. Make sure you give them a suggestion.
Yeah,
indeed. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And Gus is helping shield Allie's eyes from any accidents in the live recording Discord. Yeah. So if it happens as soon as you realize it, delete it, or we will.
It's good. You're on our second
screen. It's on a different monitor, so I'm just not looking, and Gus can tell me what is said.
I mean, the worst that may happen is Gus may tackle Allie out of her seat, and that may delay the trip by a couple days for a hospital visit. You know, worst case scenario.
It's fine.
I come from a walk-it-off family. I would be like, I'm fine.
Ours been at an opposite angle. Just walk it off.
I know how to do some first aid. It's funny because our Discord, I forgot to mute the spoiler chat, and someone just messaged me a fatty spoiler. So I'm just going to mute that real quick.
And I also want praise.
We didn't do it first.
I want praise because I walked up to your computer and saw that the spoiler chat was open and switched to general without reading anything. And I just want everyone to appreciate me right now. Thank you.
Sometimes the worst decisions require the strongest wills.
That's like when Amazon drops a package off and you know it's for you, but you know it's a gift from someone else and you don't open it.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like a toddler with a marshmallow challenge.
Oh, that's exactly. You did pass it.
I did pass it.
I'm very proud.
So I think
proud
that means I'm smart, right? Like, isn't that what that's supposed to mean?
That's exactly what that means.
You have object permanence.
I believe that is something to that effect. It's something about my self-control, which I didn't realize until today I had any. But
your super
today
ego
I
is
invested,
bigger
though.
Than you're in.
You're invested.
It's so wild how fast I got invested in the series. I mean, right?
It's fun,
we started the first book.
Are you a fantasy person? She's really not a fantasy person.
I mean,
nice. Oh, okay.
Legolas
well, that does
was my sexual awakening, intense. And then beyond that, there was nothing. So,
yes, we'll talk about that one later.
He's trying to grow out those
long flowing locks and corns.
The nice thing about COVID, I haven't had a haircut since August. So
on our BTP after hours.
Welcome after to dark. BTP after dark.
Podcast.
Get all the deets.
Yeah, when COVID hit. I was on the no haircut, no shave train for a long time.
That's right.
And then I was on a game show with a caveman beard. And I was definitely like, this can't happen anymore. I'm
will not stand.
And that's
what made you shave your beard? Oh, just national television.
Yeah.
What game show?
What? Yeah.
I was
I need
the
to
weakest
know.
Link.
Oh, dude.
What?
Which ironically is funny. Because you worked the weakest link.
I was not.
I love that
show. As far
as
people voted.
It's super fun.
That sounds like
so
fun.
If you haven't seen the episode, I will not spoil it for you. The one that I'm on is episode 10 of season 1 that NBC has.
All right.
Because they just bought the rights
to
do it.
Right, they reboot it.
Yeah, right. And it's called Whose Cereal Is All Luck and No Charm.
That's
so
clever.
There you
go and watch it, and all you need to remember for the entire episode is...
This is like the one time
in non-scripted TV that finger guns ever had an actual positive effect.
I can't wait. I know what I'm doing tonight.
There's a direct invested. Correlation.
I know what I'm doing tonight. This is great.
Very invested.
All right, but anyway,
so, now that Daniel's like, let's change the subject. Hey guys, aren't we here to talk about a book or something?
Oh.
Yeah, I've read a book.
Never heard of her.
I think I've
Booker. I barely know her.
I barely know her.
I've read books with characters in. Sometimes they have more than one.
So what? Speaking of characters,
have you ever read a book that has like 18,000 of them? Because I feel like this one has. All starting with the letter S.
Couple.
All starting with the letter.
Or L.
She's four books in. She already picked up on that.
Oh, yeah. there.
I thought he hit it better, but there you go.
No.
Speaking of, we are actually talking about a character from the series today that's not starting with S.
No. Or L. God.
So
unless you count Super Lucky.
So that's true. Want everybody listening to take themselves back to when they first started reading.
Yes.
Take yourselves back to book
like,
one.
Close or started your reading eyes. Anything, period. Like learning A, B, C, D.
Yes. Yes. Not that far back, Andrew.
Oh.
The taint. You're taken
you
with the
you're a bad hypnotist.
Right about the time you started reading.
Go back to go back to The Eye of the World and reading The Eye of the World. And I want you to put yourself. Now, if you were a teenager when you were reading it, cool. Go back to your teenager mind. If you were an adult when you were reading it, cool. Go back to your adult mind. And I want you to think about all the characters, okay? Let them into your mind. Let them into your soul. Now, Allie, your experience, you're about four books in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a particular character, and I will let you introduce that character that you want to kind of discuss their journey.
Yes.
And, So go ahead and just kind of lay that on us. And everybody, as you listen, put yourself in that childlike wonder.
Okay. You've just the finished for the reading first the time. Shadow Rising. It's Christmas morning.
It's Christmas morning.
No, I'm just kidding.
We did finish just after Christmas, actually.
Finished right? Before,
even
yeah.
better.
All right. Go
All
ahead.
All right. So we're going to talk today about a certain Matram Cawthon. Yes. And I like to call him Matthew when I'm disappointed in him, which is often.
Listen here, Matthew.
Listen, Matthew.
I can even
stop
hear
fucking
your mom
around. It's pretty great. Much what happens.
We need a middle mind. Name for him so that we can just, for when oh. you're really, really just.
I gave him the
yeah, isn't it?
I gave him the basic white girl, I believe, Renee.
Yeah, it was Renee. Matthew Ooh. Renee Cawthon.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Renee Cawthon.
Yeah. I like it.
Yes.
I'm anytime that
so
I'm
so mote it be.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Renee Cawthon. How dare you?
And if you need to just do it fast as a mom, Matthew Renee, please.
Yes.
Enough.
Matthew Renee.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
I actually
like,
just
it.
For a moment legitimately felt like I was in trouble, even though that's not my name.
Yeah.
It's like when you're at your friend's house and they're getting that. Scolded by their mom.
I used to be a teacher, so I've
oh,
I've got
it's
this.
A practice voice.
Yeah,
oh
I've
shit,
got
I got
scary
enough.
Eyes too.
So I would ask you to do it more, but I don't want to go into you know terrifying.
You don't want the flashbacks.
I'm yeah. already in my child mind from reading yeah. books.
Not as young as I once was, at. And those flashbacks might cause leaky taint. So let's not.
Perfect. Well, okay. So when we started the books, I thought, having watched The Lord of the Rings, but not being much of a fantasy person, I went, okay, here's our Pippin, right? Here's our lovable idiot.
Oh, okay. I get mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, because the first thing he does is he's like, I'm going to scare some girls with a badger. And I'm like, okay. So
also,
he's,
I dumped.
No, the big one. The big
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So he's
also,
the local
I dumped,
dumbass.
I've dumped flour on a dog, mm-hmm. you guys. Can you believe it? Isn't that a great prank?
So he's the local dumbass is what I thought. I went, okay,
Did
village
you call
idiot.
Him that for the whole first book, the dumbass?
The dumbass. Yeah. That was
the dumbass.
And
I mean...
actually, I credit Matthew. Because he's the whole reason we started a podcast, because he did something in book one I thought was so epically stupid that it made me angry. And I ranted for about a half an hour.
She did.
About how stupid I thought this boy was.
And about 3.5 minutes into the rant, Gus just kind of like reached over and hit record on his phone. And I was
what,
like,
I,
no, no, keep going.
Guess what?
You say
I really
it louder
think we have
into
a
the
podcast plate. Here. Yeah. And so that it is really the reason we started a podcast. I said, okay, we need to finish book one so that I know I'm invested, because I don't want to disappoint people by going, this 15 book series isn't for me. Now I'm very invested. and go on frequent rants about my feelings
like
about
Redditor
bullshittery.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm.
oh,
I'm sure there are more
incomes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited already. From the moon. This is wonderful.
Oh, I'm so. What?
I'm excited so already. I can't okay. wait. This is gonna be great.
I'm loving every minute.
Lights up
of it.
On Matt Trimcoffin being a fucking idiot already. Our expectations are low. Which serves us.
So anytime
the rest
he
of the
ties
book.
His own shoes, you're like,
it's
good
a miracle.
Job.
My expectations were low, but damn.
My expectations were on the floor, and then they went into my neighbor's apartment downstairs.
Local woman who thought she had no hope left realizes that she had more hope that she somehow lost.
Like a little bit left, and then it went to -1,000. So we leave the two ribs. Everything's fine. He does nothing of consequence for a hot minute. Then we get to fucking shatter Logoth. Now riddle me this, friends. Yeah, we grew up in the time of stranger danger, yes. Like all of us.
Yes, we know about that.
So a man comes to you who can't get out of the shadows, and his name is More Death.
More
Do we follow
death.
Him? Do
Not
we follow
less
him?
Death.
More death.
But That's he promised us shiny things.
See, Ali, I very much appreciate your point. I do. We you're absolutely right. All of us did grow up in the Stranger Danger era, but there were some of us who, when we were younger, were told that people would offer us drugs. And then we were told
and they lied.
Expensive.
Never I was once. Never
so
offered drugs
show
ever.
Up and they say, we have drugs. You say, great. Thank yeah. you so much, kind man. You just are going to give me something that's expensive? Like, Free? Of course I'm going.
So, I mean, never once. To...
No, I agree. I never actually got offered drugs. But to be fair,
to defend Matt,
to be fair, he does get offered things that are expensive.
Yeah, to defend Matt, continue. We all know growing up in hillbilly land of Two Rivers, as a fellow grew up as a redneck myself, we can be persuaded with beer, money, and anything that is shiny. And to be, and there was two of those. It was okay. money and it was shiny.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that growing up in Bumblefuck meant that you lost all self-preservation. Yep. But apparently...
Do you not know where the phrase hold my beer comes from? A complete and utter disregard for all self-preservation.
Okay, so I just want to introduce you to a thing. It's called Florida Man.
I grew up in a city where if you didn't like learn fast, you died. So
yep.
And like, you're still with us, so you learned fast. Well,
I grew up where if you didn't learn fast, you fucking tried again. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, motherfucker.
Different childhoods.
So I, you know, one of the things is, and we did do an episode about Shadar Logoth and Matt specifically picking up the dagger. And
like a dumbass.
Well, we kind of got
it. Sorry. Picking up the dagger wasn't dumbass. Not putting it the fuck down was the dumbass.
To be fair, he was only told six times.
To be fair.
Yeah. And we kind of defended him a little bit.
We did.
On
how?
The grabbing of the dagger. Because he's like, big scary man, balloon man. Dagger.
And again.
Aha.
Well, and again, in that scene, remember, one of the reasons that we defended Matt is that the other two people there both have weapons they bring.
That's true.
With them.
He has a
Matt
bow at the time, right?
He's almost exclusively a bow wielder at that point in the books. He has not gotten his cool ass weapons and shit. He is a bow wielder.
Yeah.
And therefore, when he leaves Ranged his bow with the rest of them, he doesn't have anything to defend himself with in that room. And so he goes, scary, sharp. Okay, cool. Great. But again,
he's only putting it down,
and not telling Moraine and the not doing any of that that's this stupid. And I agree with you that it's so stupid.
Okay, four S's. Four. Scary, sharp, shiny, stupid.
Yes, all accurate.
Yes. And here's the other thing that I'll say. I think I was particularly triggered by Matt for a few reasons. One, because it kind of reminds me of someone in my drama class who would just get up and start talking about balls and there was nothing I could do.
This was a 10-year-old, right?
I think he was 11.
11-year-old.
He did a whole scene about balls, trying to be subtle, about Dick's Sporting Goods and how Dick loves a lot of balls and his favorite meal is mushrooms. And I'm sitting there just watching it happen. Mm-hmm. And so those boys remind me of Matrim Coffin. And
that is probably a pretty accurate descriptor of Matt, though. Like, I could see him, if he were alive today in an elementary school and you said, I would like you to deliver a soliloquy, he'd be like, dicks and balls,
It gets the mushroom stamp of approval.
Badgers.
Yeah. Dicks and balls and badgers.
So I think that was a traumatic moment for me. And the other one is that he doesn't trust Moraine, period, even though she saves their lives multiple times at this point. You know, she turns into a giant lady and saves their ass like 8,000 times. I guess we don't like women. Fine. We don't like magic women. That's fine. But we're going to follow a guy named Mordeth into a dark room.
He's confused about
Even he seems confused.
Y'all remember
fucking thought about it like that. Jesus Christ.
Well, and that's the thing that I was going to say is that, you know, we defended him for picking up the dagger.
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't have.
Everything after is stupid. The single action of picking up said dagger is not.
And it's defensible.
I absolutely can appreciate so much that you made a lot of bad decisions to get here. Then you made one smart-ish decision. Then, because of magic, you can't make a smart decision and put it back down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, like,
why did they go in the first place?
Why did they go in the first
place? Not in a vacuum.
He made bad fucky Wookiee and got a glimpse of the Forever Box.
Followed by bad decision,
He did make bad fucky Wookiee. Yeah. That is an actual.
And it didn't even take any white claws. It's like, an actual one.
The best thing about this, Mordeth seems surprised, man. I don't even remember.
He does.
He stands in the fucking doorway. He goes, hello. And he opens his arms up wide and he goes, I'm called Mordeth. And then there's about 8 seconds of silence. And then the narration says he mumbled something under his breath, which I always interpreted to be, can't believe that fucking worked. All right.
He's like, and dude, when they're going down,
three country bumpkins, I'm Mordeth.
I have candy. Come with me. Yeah. And they're like, cool. And he's like, wait, really?
My name is Major Swix.
Come on.
Says his name, and there's just three country bumpkins that are like, Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
I just had a random memory. I have actually been offered free drugs once.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I was probably 15.
Oh shit. Yeah.
I was probably 15. I was walking around with my friends, and a bunch of like
that's creepy.
Very stoned out of their minds older dudes came out and went, we have drugs in our van. And the difference between me and Matrim Coffin is we did not go in that van. And that is why I'm standing here today.
I will throw out there that if they were stoned off their asses, they probably were actually just offering you drugs.
Okay. Probably. We don't know what they were stoned on, though.
Earlier, she made the comment. That stupid people in the city die. Uh-huh. She is still with us.
Yeah.
She is not a stupid person.
I would argue, potentially, no.
And she's honest to her detriment.
I did super glue a plate to our table the other day, so I'm not gonna say that I'm not stupid.
We gotta move. So what do I do? Super glue it. That's how you really tell Gus you don't want to move. Just super glue a full dining room set to the table.
Fun story, and this is a bit of a tangent, but it reminded me, the super glue comment reminded me. So my father-in-law.
Okay, I got concerned. Your prior service, I was really worried.
Oh, no. No. I've got those stories too, but those are classified. No, I'm
talking about crayons.
My father-in-law is the one who, you know, was running the rock shop, and then Adrian's the one who's taking it over. Adrian's my wife, the crystal barista. She's taking it over. She's running it now. But back in the day when he was running it, they would sell super glue, a really, really primo, awesome kind of super glue that you could do, you know, jewelry with and things like that with. And he would always joke. He would always say, okay, here's the super glue. Here's the solvent. The super glue is $10. The solvent is $10. If you buy the super glue without the solvent and you come in glued to something, the solvent is now $20.
Mm-hmm.
If you call me and you're glued to something and I have to come unglue you with the solvent, it's $30 with the solvent and $10 an hour for my time. It was a big, funny like thing he had going on, right? Well, all of this stopped one very important day.
Oh.
And it was a beautiful day. It was a super glue container similar to this, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was trying to take the lid off. He couldn't get it. And so he grabbed it with his teeth and said, sweet. And then he felt, as soon as he twisted it, he felt the liquid.
Oh, no.
And he had his teeth glued together like that. And we all went, like, we were trying so hard not to laugh because he made the biggest, if you come in glued to something, I'm going to charge you extra. If I have to come unglue you from, and the funny thing is every once in a while they did get a call, you know, hey, yeah, I glued my hand to the workbench. You know, we have yet to let him live this down. This was 20 years ago. We have yet to let him live this down.
Well, can't.
Here's my question. Here's my question. How much did you make that day?
I feel like I've heard a similar story. The only difference was they said that if you come in glued to someone, it's $50.
Yes. When well, I was it in also high reminds school.
Me of the mechanic that I went to that had the sign that said, to fix this, it's $100. If you've tried to fix it yourself, it's $200. If you watch me fix it,
yes!
$50. If you give advice, it's $300.
Oh yeah.
And you know, like all of that different stuff. And that just reminds me of the like list of if you glue X, then it's this much.
Yeah, shit, and that was all the time.
When I was in high school, we had to build a bunch of toothpick bridges. Like, and this, we had like Gorilla Glue and we had toothpicks and it had to withstand a certain amount of weight. It was physics.
Yeah.
And this boy genius had the idea that the toothpicks, it was too hard to spread on with popsicle sticks, the Gorilla Glue. So he was like, oh, if I just scoop it with my hands and put it on the toothpicks, then it's much easier to get the glue on the toothpicks.
No.
Accurate which statement, all, except for the problem of getting it off of you.
Which all went fine until he scratched his eye.
Oh.
And glued his eye shut.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
And that boy's name was Albert Einstein.
It was Matrim Coffin.
Yeah, it was Matrim Coffin.
There we go.
It was Matrim Coffin.
And from that day on, we called him One Eye Matt.
One Eye Matt. So the boy takes the dagger. And yes, you're right. If there is a big worm person, maybe we take a dagger.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
Fine.
Yeah. You don't have a shadow.
But I think the other thing that bothers me is I viewed this as like the Cave of Wonders from Aladdin. I think I've just watched that movie too many times where I was like, it's like a boo. Taking all the stuff, like he's dumb. Everyone knows you go in the Cave of Wonders, you leave all the stuff except for the one thing you need, which was the magic. And,
oh my gosh.
The irony is that him doing that actually wound up saving Aladdin. So,
I mean,
true.
All right, fine.
You're not wrong.
So, Abu is technically the hero of at least the first Aladdin movie.
Hey, Matt Coffin is no bloody hero.
But like Morshadi said, in his defense, he is monkey.
He's a monkey? Foreshadowing? Yes.
So then we leave Shadar Logoth.
So we leave Shadar Logoth, and now Matt's got a cool dagger.
We've got the weird mist thing.
Emotional support, deeply cursed ruby dagger. I've seen it called before.
The emotional support, cursed ruby dagger.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is,
man. He doesn't want to get rid of it. It makes him feel good.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Everyone addicted to cocaine and heroin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I know a lot of addicts that could say the same. And
this is my emotional support syringe.
Yeah. This is my emotional support crack spoon. Like, no.
That's literally the reason to come out of my mouth, Allie. Oh my god.
Emotional. Everyone needs an emotional support dagger. Everyone.
You guys got any more of that red balls?
Just imagine going through like TSA. Oh, I'm trying to take it. Like, no, this is my emotional support dagger.
You have a permit? No. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. Sorry. Go ahead.
Exactly.
I'm idiot. You guys got me. That was good.
Thank you.
What therapeutic reason is this dagger? Oh, it keeps me comfortable for when people blow up like balloons.
Hey, it could happen again.
Could happen.
I need a pokey stabby.
Hey, people have allergies.
For balloon people.
It's for the balloon people.
Karen eats a peanut.
It's top for the five. Worm people. Excuse top five, me.
Top five fastest ways to get on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
Capital riot.
I was just about to say storm the Capitol and your emotional support dagger for the worm people.
Oh, snake people?
Well, I thought he was like a big worm looking
thing. Oh, yeah. Well, but he also meets snake people and fox people later. So
he's meeting a lot of animal looking
people. He's a weird chick on.
That's true.
Interesting, Gus. Interesting.
O-gear.
Interesting.
Yeah, snakes, he's meeting a lot of people foxes. That aren't people. Am I right?
To be fair,
a lot of people that
in my life, I've met a lot of people that aren't really people. They're just
shitbags.
He's
hooking up with a lot of people that are people. That's for sure. So the question
feel like people.
Has always been, is Matt a virgin at this point? I don't think
God,
so.
No. God,
no.
Matt okay, wasn't we'll this is where you left the two rivers. Are you kidding me?
This dude left the two rivers and went, Rumspringa, woo!
Yeah, Rumspringa.
That's just where we're at right now. We just hit the chapter where Matt meets Melindra.
Yes.
And yeah. he goes,
they're going to do it.
He goes, are you the daughter of the nine moons? And she goes, I have things I like to do by moonlight. And then they walk off together.
And I went, oh my God.
And Allie started screaming.
Well,
because
and
I'm
let's
the thirstiest
be honest,
podcaster
I mean,
of all
Matt
time.
Matt has now played Maiden's Kiss.
Yeah, we've talked
about
that.
You don't
leave
Maiden's Kiss with your V card. Come on.
But, sorry. Also,
I shouldn't say that.
Okay, we'll get there.
You're good at Maiden's Kiss.
We have spent, I would say, at least 45 minutes speculating on Matt's particular play style of Maiden's Kiss.
I believe
it talks about him doing well.
Yep.
Yes.
And he didn't go back to his room until the
dawn.
Morning.
It doesn't specify like, where the kiss happens.
That's true.
No, it doesn't.
We don't know. They don't. Jordan faced well,
it
doesn't
says,
give us rules.
It says the maiden gets to kiss you, and she gets to decide if she likes
which,
your kiss ability.
Let me throw out there first
what stamina?
And foremost,
Jesus Christ!
I just want to throw out there.
Damn,
I don't
sir.
Think it's totally fair that the person involved in the act is also the judge. I think
that's
little
fair.
Suspect. But also, I mean, it makes sense in such a game.
Need a Jeopardy buzzer for it. They're doing their Maiden's Kiss. And then a certain amount
sloppy.
Of time goes by.
Sloppy technique.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, you delineate.
I'll give you an A for
and,
effort
and,
or
and
a C
in
for
a good way.
Putting your
not a good kind
a
of sloppy.
Closer to their
clean
neck.
It up.
If that's not a good way of telling somebody that their kiss was a little too wet, I don't know what the fuck
so,
is.
So
I think we're talking about different kinds of kisses here.
Yeah, I think we're. Yeah. So, Allie, not to continue this tangent or anything, but
have you played? No.
Earlier, when we were talking about Matt, you said that at first you hated Matt.
Yes.
And then you get to the point, and this is, again, as a reminder, only up to book four.
Yes.
A couple chapters in book five. What was the moment? When did Matt become relatable? When did he change from annoying to relatable for
because
you?
That was such a mind fuck because I'm sorry. Can you say that word on the podcast?
You can say
okay. I just wanted to
whatever you want. Just Allie, mind your fucking Allie. Language.
I just hey. I went to fucking Catholic school. Okay, everyone, watch your fucking language on this podcast.
God
right,
damn
so.
It!
This is our fucking Christian Minecraft server.
creator, damn it! Blood and bloody ashes.
So.
Blooded,
yeah, that was definitely a mindfuck. Was going from I hate this fucking guy to am I this fucking guy? And it was It was a very slow descent into it, I think. Because, yeah, he takes the dagger. I immediately go, I hate this kid. What an asshole. And then he's an asshole to his friends the entire time until he gets healed. And then he goes to Tyr. Yeah, he gets healed. He sneaks out of the... He goes on a luck bender.
Real quick about getting healed. Can I just throw out there that I am a little bit jealous of Matt at that point? Because there's the point where he's like, I've been a dick. I've been a dick. Horrible person. And then he gets healed by the Aes Sedai. Then he wakes up and he's like, hey guys, how's it going? And they're like, you've been a dick. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry for that. I don't even remember it. I just remember being in, like, you know, leaving the two rivers and going to that, you know, one city. How's everything? And everybody's just like, Matt, you fucking card.
That's
You're
bad.
Totally right. You're my, actually still our old badger.
My badger fucker.
Ali and Gus, do y'all watch anime at all?
Some, yeah.
He does.
Have you ever watched Is It Okay to Pick Up a Girl in a Dungeon?
No.
No.
It was on Netflix. Josh, have you?
I have not.
Dude, it's...
This makes no sense.
I haven't seen that. How the fuck have you not seen
it's
that?
So Daniel, you've seen it.
Yes.
Have you seen the parody on YouTube, How to Be an Adventurer?
Okay, I have not.
Oh, you've got to watch it because Belle, who is the main protagonist of the anime, in the... parody, literally everybody wants him for his dick.
Okay.
Like, that is literally it. And that, like, if you go and watch the parody even without watching the actual anime, I feel like Belle in that kind of becomes Matt.
Oh, yeah.
The moment where, so, and again, like, I understand, like, the early Matt hate. Like, my wife's comment was when they get to the Eye of the World. And they find the Eye of the World, and there's this pool of what appears to be water. And she's like, what a little shit. His first impulse is, I'm going to kick a rock into it.
What a shithead.
Hey, Pippin, like, does that in the movie.
Dumb. Yeah, I mean,
this is an exactly an historical artifact. What a shit. This is an amazing historical artifact. I'm going to put a rock in it.
Was there a single moment
I'm not saying
it was an evolution. We'll walk through it.
Smarter than a number of other people who would put their goddamn hand in it.
I thought you were going to say a different body part.
I mean, to be fair, if the story of Achilles is anything to go off of.
But you have a whole fucking baby in it. Yeah, exactly.
Allie, what was the moment?
We're getting there. So
he's healed.
We start to get there. The first hang on a second was him beating the shit out of Gawain and Galad, because I think particularly because I thought Galad was the most annoying shithead on the planet.
Allie's fucking about face on Gawain, by the way, is really fun.
Never date a comedian. This is what's up. Never date a man that's funny.
She spent the entire first four books going like, Gawain's so cool. I like him so much.
I was like, he's not so much. He's like a nice
guy. Oh, he's great. His brother's an asshole.
Have you seen the joke about why women like funny men in like heterosexual relationships?
No.
So they like funny men because they make them laugh, so they spend more time statistically with their eyes closed so they can't see how ugly they are.
Oh, that's really good.
I say that as somebody that tries to be kind of funny.
I feel attacked.
Yeah. But see,
now we understand, Josh.
I used to work in a comedy club because I've had like 800 weird jobs. And always the rule was like, don't date the comedians. Don't date them. They're always shitty boyfriends. Don't date them. And then inevitably you'd always get that girl that was like, he's different, you guys. And you go,
oh, of course.
You're an idiot. And this is what happened. I was like, he's different, you guys. He's so funny. He's like so nice. No, fucking dumb. Dumb. I was mad. So, okay. So we get, that's why I don't like Matt. And then we get to, so he beats the shit out of everybody. I was like, all right, I'm starting to get on board. Maybe we'll find out.
You're still on probation though, asshole.
Yeah, I don't get swayed that easily. But he also still looks like a corpse. And then right? we get to like Jack Skellington looking motherfucker. And
fuck
then
me, Skeletor.
He goes on Luckbender, and I and like he's leaving the White Tower. And I go, Swan's gonna fucking murder you, my dude. But fine, go off, do your thing. He gets reunited with Tom. Great. He goes to Tyr. He goes to Tyr and he starts looking for his for the girls, for the Wonder Girls. And I go, okay, so maybe there's some good stuff about you after all. We'll find out. You're still on probation because once you've wronged me, I don't come back easily. Yeah. And then
oh my God, what's your sign? Because like that's so Scorpio, which I am.
Excuse me, that is rude as fuck.
You can't blame me for what happened. I'm an asparagus.
We'll have to come back, by the way, to the Horn of Valyr later. We'll get there.
Oh, and then he toots Wait. The... Oh, yeah, he tooted the fucking horn, and I was like, you idiot. Wait, it's not the last battle horn? Yet. It's too early. Yeah. Then well, I thought he fucked up the horn, too, which I didn't... And then he almost died because of it, and I was like, you're dumb. So
well,
dumb.
Well, if Matt with Dusty Will gets his way, we won't even have to deal with that in the show, so...
Hashtag let Barney blow.
Let Barney blow. Then we get to... Okay, we're at Tyr, and I go, okay, you get one fucking chance with me. He starts fucking everything that moves, and I'm like, all right, well, fine, but he doesn't stand rapists, so we're into him for a second. Then he goes to the fucking door, and I swear to you guys, I went, if this kid gets in that fucking door, I'm going to snap him in half. I think it's my teacher instincts. I'm like, do not cross my boundaries. Do not cross my boundaries. And my boundary is this door frame. Do not walk in this door. Nothing good could possibly happen. There's no reason for you to walk in the door. Just flip a coin and decide where you're going to go or scry or some shit. Take like a little piece of string and like make it, throw it at a map. And that's where you're going to go. Because like we know by now that you've got some luck bullshit. But no, hey, this
should
asshole
scry with or without a crystal from the crystal barista.
Oh,
that's what I say.
If he wants a successful
scry,
he
needs
a scry with the crystal barista. There you go. I mean, it's the stone of Tyr. There's got to be rocks everywhere, right? It's in the name.
It's a big ass rock. It's one big ass rock.
Right? Just find a rock somewhere and just figure it out.
You
just
found
throw it
one
at a map.
To kick into the eye of the world. You can't find one to throw at a goddamn map.
Makes me think of the Hulk meme from Thor Ragnarok, where it's like, we're going to defeat them. And the Hulk's just there, but big rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Big monster.
But yeah. And so he walks his ass into the doorway and I go, this fucking guy, I swear every time I think I'm in, he drags me back out. I just,
that's the opposite of the
exactly.
That's Andrew
exactly.
Sexton
every
version
time
too.
I think I'm into him, he goes, never mind. Let me juke this into a new bullshit thing. So I was up to here with his bullshit. And also his just treatment of Moraine, the boy's treatment of Moraine in particular pisses me off every time because that's my woman. I love her. I would die for her. Like, not to be dramatic, but I would
She's
absolutely
pretty badass.
Die for her.
That's for damn sure.
Absolutely. So
were you guys around last March for the Winter is Coming Hero Bracket Championship?
We were baby content people at that point. We had we had released like
you
four episodes. Thank you. Pandemic, we'll do that.
We started last December. Look at us now.
We started last December and then we released like 8 episodes on and off at random until March 14th. And then we just started doing for the first, I think, 3 months.
Started at the bottom now. Where the fuck are we?
Well, what I was going to say, though, is that, and this is just so you guys can be prepared for it, because I'm pretty sure winteriscoming.net is doing another bracket, probably in March timeframe. But last year, it was, they had Moraine and Rand in the bracket, in the tournament. Rand got knocked out pretty early because
he did.
He's Rand.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
However, Moraine
dragon bitch.
Moraine went boom, boom, boom. And as she progressed through the brackets, we were all like, holy shit, rally to Moraine. Like, this is amazing. And at the end, it was her and Lucifer like teeing off at the end.
I remember this.
And it was Twitter of Time versus hashtag Lucifans.
Yeah.
And
It was thousands of votes.
That might be one of the most popular polls on Twitter of all fantasy time.
Big.
We won by like it had to have been within 10 votes. Like it was insanely close.
I remember that.
And let me throw out there, it hurt me a little bit. Because when it comes right down to it, dude, Tom Ellis as
he's Luther, good. Like he's so good.
Dude, like, are you kidding me? If you have not watched that show, go do that for the next 2 weeks. Like, you have my permission to call off work and get caught up. Because it's fucking fantastic.
Guys, head over to blacktowerpod.com right now where you can purchase your one-of-a-kind doctor's notes from Black Tower Pod, excusing you from work for the next 4 weeks.
Hell yeah.
But at the same time, I had to go with Maureen because she's just that, like, on another level above. Yeah. But it hurt me still because I was just especially because when that poll came out, I was, like, 4 seasons into Lucifer, and I hadn't just discovered it. But, like, I had been on that shit. And so, like, oh, my God. I got to the poll, and they were both in the finals. And I was just like, no, you can't do this to me. Please put her up against fucking Dean Winchester or something. I don't give a shit. Why do you have to do it against the character? And then, of course, I was like, oh, because it's the finals.
Yep.
Duh. But
it's got to be a heartbreaker.
Exactly.
And that's how you know you care.
Yes. And that's how it was with our Wheel of Time fandom name poll too, is as we got further on in the brackets, everybody was like, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know which one to pick. I'm like, I mean, that tells us we're doing good.
What matters in the end is Wheelies didn't win. So
Wheelies got shot down round one.
Yeah.
Wad on Prime. We love you. If you could use Dragonsworn, though, that would be awesome because that's what the fandom kind of.
Yeah.
If we had to point out one thing you did wrong,
Dragonsworn's pretty good.
Yeah.
So do you guys know
another one to see if there's an updated name.
Do you guys know?
People don't like Dragonsworn anymore.
We love Dragonsworn.
We don't care. You already swore to the dragon, so you're stuck.
I'll take it. As long as I don't have to talk to Massima, I'm happy.
You do not. He's gone. Good. Motherfucker. We don't. He's fuck so that guy.
He's so fake. Like, you hated Rand until you found out he was the dragon. And then all of a sudden you're all about him? Shut up.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the fandom. I was like,
no. No. Massima.
Fuck people who like the Wheel of Time.
No. No.
I'm only on book three.
No, I'm talking about Massima.
Fuck you, Wheelies.
No, I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I go, excuse me.
Like, fuck this sheep herder from the two
dumbass
rivers.
Book.
It's like, he's the dragon reborn, and he's like, can I lick your boots, sir?
When you look up in the dictionary backpedaling, his face is the picture of backpedaling.
Yeah.
And I just go, every time he comes up, I go, fake. You're fake as shit.
Did you just cast Lindsey Graham as
bro?
I don't know how to feel because there was a fair point. No, not gonna go there.
What just happened? To
I'm
my body.
Shook.
I'm not gonna go
shook.
There.
God.
As somebody from South Carolina, I could feel that punch in the gut of my soul.
I don't even care that like that wasn't
just say,
accurate. That was
before
the reaction.
Wow. I choose. Wow. So you know how most people like if you have a loved one that dies in the family to bring the mood super down. You prefer to remember them as they were when they were alive. I prefer to remember Lindsey Graham before he ever even started talking about trying to run for president, knowing he had no hope of ever getting nominated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was a different, different universe.
I prefer to never think about Lindsey Graham.
He was a bit better. Now he's just... I don't know what kind of drugs he's smoking, but...
Dude, that was like New 52 Lindsey Graham. Like, what are you talking about?
That's fine. It was still the heyday. It was still better than whatever the fuck it is now.
So as far as Matt goes,
he needs to go play Maiden's Gift and lose.
Josh, can you because
that's what we're talking about.
Oh yeah, we're at the Black Tower Podcast, not modern politics.
I am Watt Dad. Did you not see Twitter?
Come on, Watt Daddy.
Hundreds of people asking me to adopt them.
Oh,
at worst, I'm in second place.
Congratulations, you're all adopted.
Oh. I didn't ask for that. But thank you.
An honor.
Oh, fuck. But, I'm about to move now.
Shit. I will not adopt anyone against their will. So you're safe.
Hey, you right, can. Okay. You feel free. The pandemic has brought out some needs for some parents. But anyway, hey,
just remember, you now have to help pay for the wedding as well. So.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
You're not gonna try
damn it.
Me. Dad.
Thank you. Dad, I also love how you can't even you. Like argue
about a
other
lot of useless shit to pay for.
You just adopted both Allie and Gus. So yeah, it doesn't matter
oh,
what culture.
You know
no,
what?
You
man,
get to pick.
We
it's
look
Sophie's
so
choice.
Much alike that people this is the fucking thing. When we were not engaged, when we weren't engaged yet, we'd meet people and they go like, oh, so you're brother
sibling.
And sister?
Yeah.
And we go, no. And they go, married? And we'd go, actually,
no.
Also, no.
Not yet.
Oh, God. Just how no, easily so Allie could screw with you by looking at you and be like, what are you doing, step bro?
Yep.
How easy it would be for her to just mess with you in public.
It would be, yeah.
Okay.
She's going to do it now.
For a little while.
We have a washing machine. Allie. I could have been stuck in it.
No, 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 no. We're not going.
What are you doing, step sis?
For Gus's mental health.
You know, the worst part about this is that this is still very on brand, like, discussion for Matt.
Yes,
yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
I agree.
Of any person in the Wheel of Time, when you start talking about this type of humor and or actions, Matt would be right there, yeah. Like, hey, what's going on, guys?
What,
is it like?
What are you doing, step badger?
Is stepsister stuck in the laundry?
Matt's
again?
Like single maid in the Stone of Tear.
That's like not blood related.
No. How dare you, Gus? Gus, only the slightly thick maids.
Only the pleasantly plump maids. That's true.
Yeah, boy, she's thick. That's Matt
like
walking around.
He's walking around.
I want
with,
to read a quote. She was thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
He's
thicker
the little kid in the kitchen.
To back.
He's the one, like, his first punishment was him sitting in Mistress Luan's. No, Mistress Alvear's kitchen. Yeah, I fixed it. Just stirring up like some honey cake batter and it's making noise. And he's like, that's what good pee sounds like.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And that's how he got his first beating from someone that wasn't his mom.
Because, you know what? This is doing something for me.
This is what I like.
This is the quality content you're here for. Okay, real
not
quick.
Point forward, he kept trying to steal honey cakes.
Real
holy
quick.
Shit.
Allie. What yeah. was where when did you
right. when
you
were
saying
yes
to being on this
there.
Yet
so
when
we
did
are,
you
okay.
just stop
all right,
hating
all right,
Matt
all right.
you
so,
had the evolution and then when did you look at that and go damn Matt's
so
a badass
this fucking
and,
idiot
like,
walks
your
into
team,
the door
Matt.
All right, we leave Tyr, we get to Roydian and Matt okay. stands there and goes, all right, you're gonna go in those columns, I'm not coming in after you. And then Rand goes, you're not coming in after me, period. And he goes, I'm not coming in after you. And then Rand goes in the columns and he goes, all right, I'll give him 1 hour before I go in there after
there,
him.
There's more steps to that though.
Or whatever.
Just, it's just so, it's so important. I mean, he goes, well, you think I'm going to save you? And he goes, tell me, motherfucker, tell me you won't. And Matt goes, well,
promise.
Why would I?
Promise
why would
me
I?
With your pinky, motherfucker.
Pinky promise.
I think it'd be a stupid thing to do. Tell me you won't.
And then whatever about, happens, do yeah, not.
45 seconds of silence, and Matt goes, okay, yeah, I won't.
Right?
I will not go in there.
And I went, oh no.
And that's what you knew right oh, then. No. He was going to do it.
Oh no. That was the first inklings where I went, oh no. Oh, oh no.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
my narrator voice,
fall.
Like,
I went,
Matt's just like,
well,
I'm not going to
no,
go in there.
It's not, it's
what
not falling
doing,
at all. I went,
Steph
I
Collins?
Went, are we, it was this. It was this. I went, are we, no, are we the same person? No, no. I was like, and then I had to call my therapist and go, I think I hated myself.
Y'all, Robert Jordan has awoken interactions in me.
Roger needs to pay for my therapy for a while.
I'm having thoughts.
I called him. I went, Ben, Excuse me. I think we need to start having some therapy sessions again because I hated myself in a book. It's not
also
good.
I want to throw up.
I just see you sit there shaking on the phone.
What I'm talking about, Ben, we
need to step it up to weekly.
Ben,
now
you go weekly.
I'll see you tomorrow. Just come on.
Gus, what was it? What was it for you? Like, did you hate Matt and then slowly begin to love him? Like, just
it was 8 years ago, I think.
I mean,
which is not a long time.
That's why I told you to go back in time to your
Hold on. Let me suck the beard back in and grow some more hair.
This is where we fell in love. It was a goatee instead of a beard.
It was for a while.
That's so sweet.
Man, if I'm remembering correctly, it was about the same time. You know? Because book one, Matt, fuck book one, Matt. Honestly,
you're
not supposed to like book one. Emmonsfield 5 is like episode 4 Luke Skywalker.
Fuck all of them except
not supposed to like him.
Maybe Nynaeve.
Well,
I liked Egwene.
Yeah,
but that's because she's a tryhard.
She is
just
a big
like
fucking tryhard,
and
one.
I recognize that.
Perrin book one is actually really nice.
I like
that's
Perrin.
I'm sorry, I don't count Perrin because
Perrin does his best. God damn it!
Always, Perrin's just trying.
Yeah, Perrin just doesn't think Egwene he
is a
have
try
to do
hard. Perrin is a try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for Matt,
Egwene,
for me,
sometimes I go, "Girl, you need to sit down." And shut your mouth.
Girl,
I will say
Snickers. You're not yourself
when
you're hungry.
I will say with Egwene, and there's a lot of hate for Egwene online, and I'm calling y'all out
for good reason
right now. Yeah. Egwene hate is wrong.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I think it's overstated.
Depends on the book.
Is what
I'll
say.
Have me back on for an Egwene episode, and we can break it down.
Let's do this. Okay,
we're done with the series.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to move and then come back on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that we
can I have
talk
a lot of
sounds
feelings.
Like it's going to be a 2v2 because I agree with Daniel.
I have a lot of feelings about Egwene, most of which are positive. Oh, and I really wanted to have a whole breakdown eventually of Fael and my feelings.
We were going to either talk about Matt or Fael.
Yeah, we went back
and forth. And I said, there's some characters whose plot development you're earlier in, and some
actually
of them you've been with for a while.
Hey. Yes! Oh
it's
my God, I love you.
What does that mean?
I'm named after a horse.
I forgot she's called herself Mantarp. Oh,
it's
God.
A strong hunter's name. Yeah, you see that guy?
See that horse
really intimidating guy with the horse? Yeah, that's what he named his
horse.
That's
the horse's name.
That was great.
Here's a bag of oats.
When it comes to Matt
Coffin.
I was a shithead when I was a kid, so I started reading these books when I was
when he was a kid.
I like to maintain the pretense that I'm a responsible adult, but I'm not.
He says after trying to do his best to keep us on topic.
So,
all
when I read,
I know. Like normally, I'm the one that's like, "All right, so back to the time." And Josh would be like, "So Wheel of Time," and I'm just over here, just like
when I read this in the first couple of books, like Rand was the one that I initially like was drawn to, and as a teenager, I'm reading this and I'm like broody, moody Rand, and I'm like. Yes, the weight of the world on your shoulders. Now that I'm like more adulty, I'm kind of like
his cloak is green because he feels sick about his future and doesn't want to meet the
end. Exactly. Now that I'm more adulty, I'm kind of like Matt, like damn, like his whole aloofness where he's like, I'ma do me, you do you, and leave me out of it. I'ma go over here, I'm gonna drink, and I'm gonna handle a barmaid and I'm like as
ain't
I grow
no bloody
older
lord.
I'm like
I ain't no
damn,
bloody lord
Matt is my boy. I got big Matt energy because what I want right now is this and just
you're like I just want to
sip
go have a drink and y'all
I just
want to
drink
alone.
I don't want to fight any battles. I mean battles are cool but I don't want to be in one.
Yeah. Battles Matt interest kind of,
also, I have battles all these, like, memories me. In my head of fighting battles.
Matt is that kind of kid and that, like, leaves home, gets his first taste of alcohol, and is just like,
yeah, fuck everything else.
This shit's man. Fucking great. I don't need anything else in life.
Here's God a question. Damn it.
Stop convincing me more.
Every time Matt I take another sip, I feel like it's the best thing I've ever tasted in my life.
Matt goes into Fox Store. And he comes out, and he's got all these memories.
And I went, B, do not go in that door. I swear to fucking Christ. Yeah,
both times.
I was so annoyed.
Snake door and Fox door.
I was so annoyed.
Let's go ahead and bring up book four, all the way to the beginning of the series. How often Matt goes in to do something to try to help somebody he cares about or to just be a good friend.
Yep.
And gets fucked.
Yep.
Oh, totally.
Right?
That's all he does.
Totally.
Ed gets fucked. Like, he's like, I'm going to keep going with Perrin and Rand to the scary guy whose name is part death.
More
because I don't want to leave him alone.
Additional amount of death.
Daniel's triggered.
Matt was the driving force behind that one. He did not go in to save his friend.
You know, that's fair.
The only fuckers want to find some treasure.
But you're absolutely right.
This episode's Quirrell is brought to you by Matt Stacker. It still affects us all.
I mean, I will absolutely say that when he goes into the Stone of Tear, it's to save someone else's bacon. When he thinks about going into the Crystal Columns, it's only if Rand needs him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And only if things get fucky. Now, of course, in that instance, it's great because the tables get turned, because you see it from Matt's perspective. And he goes, you see it from Rand's perspective, and he goes, Matt, look, I'm the dragon now. And then he goes, do not come into these columns after me. For so many reasons, don't fucking do it. And Matt goes, dude, I was never going to go into the columns. What are you talking about?
I just love how Rand leading up to the Stone of Tear, everybody's kind of like, Rand really kind of looks like an Iomen, and Matt's like, yeah, kind of, but it's not really that serious. Flash forward, Stone of Tear. Huh, there's an Io climbing the Stone of Tear.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah. I wonder who that is.
But anyway, a lone
Iomen climbing?
Rand is like, absolutely do not follow me. Matt's like, why would I follow you, you idiot? And Rand's like, cool, we're on the same page. Don't fucking do it. And then goes into the columns. And then we switch to Matt's perspective. And again, one of my favorite parts is what you just said of the, all right, cool. I give him an hour and then I go in and you're like, God damn it.
My
and
man.
Then of course, I do like well, how you, that you one switched because Matt doesn't actually go in to save him. In fact, Rand comes out to save Matt.
Oh yes. My God.
But
that's so scary.
That I think is when you fully...
Here's what happened. First of all, Matt goes to the Stone of Tear, deals with a very different dagger.
We also need to talk about his journey in book three after being healed, because I think that's something that you glossed over pretty hard.
What part?
He gets healed and he thinks, fuck this shit, I blew the Horn of Valyr, who cares, I'm out of here, fuck all of
this shit,
and
I'm out.
And then he hears hearsay pretty much of he overhears a he does one errand for a friend, which is deliver a message, and then he overhears maybe we should kill Elaine, and he goes,
oh, and he gives,
guess I gotta go on a cross country
money
trip
to orphans, and he saves Eludra, who I'm sure is coming
yeah
back
he
eventually.
Saves
doesn't he hear a rumor that there's a certain drunkard Gleeman as well?
Yeah, he gets
just fucking
Tom out of his depression spiral.
Here's the conclusion.
Tom's like, you know, this shit that I'm drinking, it's pretty good too. And you know what? Let's just keep going. And Matt's just like, you're a filthy drunk.
Here's what I'm
well,
hearing.
And I also, hold on just a second, Josh. I want to let you do this, but I fucking love how we just had a whole conversation about how Matt is just like, you know, this shit, this is fucking great. And I just want to drink it and have, you know, thick barmaids go ahead and wait on me for the rest of my life. And then he meets Tom, who's like, you know what's fucking great? Wine and thick barmaids. And Matt goes, Fuck.
Yeah. This is all of Matt. He's just like, I just want to drink and meet Disney female characters.
The other thing that Pixar Gus and
moms.
I...
He loves Pixar.
There you go, the Pixar moms.
Who doesn't? Oh my God. If they don't have a dump truck ass, he doesn't.
That's the funniest part. It's because Elastigirl has control over the proportions of her body, so she chooses to be dummy thick.
That is a choice.
That's a good choice.
The other thing that Gus
who's going to love
about...
this? Bob.
When Elastigirl was having her kids, do you think she actually had like a normal birth?
I don't
think
that thing opened wide. Up.
You know, they say the they say
those kids like, walked,
they say
out.
Walked out. Yeah, the they literally walked out.
Yeah.
Pushed really hard.
But the other thing.
Why?
Just you got gloves on? Go.
The
I
other
hate
thing,
you guys for making me think that.
Jesus Christ.
Ellie, please go. Save me.
Yeah.
The other Please thing that Gus and I joke about a lot is the Two Rivers boys. I think they put chastity belts on all of them.
Yeah.
Back at home. Because, okay, here's my theory.
Rand is such a
fan.
Rand is so, both Rand and Perrin. Oh my God, Perrin.
Well, we're not married yet.
Both of them are like, I'm not married yet. But Rand, but Matt, because he gets so skinny, is able to shimmy out of the chastity belt. And that's why he gets to fuck on the Stone of Tear.
His hips don't lie and he shimmies out.
He just
that's
shimmies
the best
out
theory
of the chastity
ever.
Belt.
The funny thing is we refer to
it Perrin happens during the dagger phase.
Yeah.
Yes.
Edgelord.
Oh,
yes.
I get it.
Edgelord.
It all makes sense.
Every time you think Perrin's about to do something badass, he's like, ah! Just kidding.
Because he doesn't have the key. Because he doesn't have the key. Because
his little wolf head tries to go and it hits a solid block.
Oh my God. Okay, you know what?
Perrin has to put the blacksmith strength to just erection his chastity belt off.
Not necessarily. Lujan made it really solid.
When he wants to. Okay, you know what?
He'll make himself a key someday.
Everyone at home, we're going to have to do a part two of this. We're going to have to do a part two of this. It's going to happen because this is just too good. This is too good.
You guys we ran out of time already?
We can talk to whoever you want.
It is that
we
time
just
already.
Ran out of time.
So I would like
we could go on for another hour easy,
recommend
but we're
once
not
again
do that.
That you go to the Wheel Takes, get follow all their shit. Like, yes. What do you guys have? All your social platforms. Go.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Wheel Takes should pull us up.
By order of the Sordovan Mihail, if you're not following these guys, you're in trouble. Okay? Go do it. Go follow them. Go to the blacktarpod.com. Go to the greatblight.com. Go to the crystalbarista.com. Do these things for your own good.
And... head on over to the Crystal Barista. Not what I was trying to say. Head on over to newcreationsbyjen.com. And you might notice on blacktowerpod.com that there's now a new button under merch that you can click.
Oh.
Where you can view exclusively Black Tower podcast merch from New Creations by Jen. So head over there. Can't wait to see a Will Takes mug on it.
Yes.
You know? Not pressuring, but definitely pressuring.
We're working
we would like
on
to.
Some merch. Yeah, we're working
Frosted
on
Frosted Mug Society.
If you guys need
listen,
help.
Currently I have the complete set, and I only know of one other individual in the world that has a complete set. I may be wrong, but I only know of one other person that has the complete set. So
we are working on merch. So if you all have advice for us, we'd love to hear it.
I would love to talk to you about
send
that
your logo to New Creations by Jen and say we want merch.
Well,
wow,
but you have to
easy.
Send it in the right format.
We wish
format.
To join. Yeah, you got to send it in the right format. But get in conversation with New Creations by Jen and definitely join the Frosty Mug Society because...
We'll talk after this.
It's pretty dope right there. I don't know if you can see that.
It is pretty dope.
Oh,
that's
that
really
mug.
Dope.
Look at that sexy mug there.
Like I say every time, I'm still super pissed that Jen had the idea. It may have been Rob, but Jen or Rob between the two had the idea to do the logo in black and white. Our logo, that one. Then I'm probably pointing to the wrong side
on
the
recording.
No, you're nailing
no, it. I am for us, but I feel like it flips to the other side. I don't
it
know.
Does, but yeah. If you point this way, it'll flip your finger too.
That's now you're pointing at yourself. Yeah, now
that's
you're
wherever it is. Our fucking logo. The Black Tower
you
podcast
were right the
logo.
First time.
They did it
you
in black right. and white, and it looks super fucking sexy. And I'm awesome. Still angry at myself for not thinking of it. But it may make an appearance in the relatively near future.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to express a super huge thank you to the Wheel Takes. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. This has been an absolute, like, ridiculous pleasure, and we cannot thank you enough for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Congratulations. You have ridiculously pleasured the Black Tower.
Hey, tell the people where they can find you.
In a couple just talked about the social media. Back on, maybe you'll be on, like, I don't know, book 8?
Probably, yeah, by that point, at our pace.
75, I don't know.
We got Twitter.
Allie will be on chapter 8 of book 5.
For you guys to go ahead and talk about and rant about for
talk about yourself.
Listen, I'm happy to rant about any character anytime. I have been on a journey with literally every character.
We got Twitter. Twitter's called Wheel Takes Pod. Instagram's Wheel Takes Podcast, and we have a Facebook. It's facebook.com/wheeltakes. And we have.
And if they want to listen to the podcast, where can they go?
The podcast is on all of your favorite podcast streaming services. You know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, what have you. We're there. Look up Wheel Takes, you'll find us.
You'll find us. Awesome.
Quoted an earlier joke.
If you don't find
Stitcher,
us, tweet
I
at
barely
us.
Know
we'll
her.
Help you.
Yeah. Hit us up. Let us know.
Thank you so much, you guys. Everybody, you need to go follow them on all their social media, because here in a little while, they're going to have a merch store. It's going to be super dope, and you're going to want to have the Wheel Takes swag. You're going to want to get swaggy with it. So from all of us here at the Black Tower, to all of you out there, wherever you may be, we would like to thank you for tuning in. I have been Josh.
And I, this guy right here. I have been Andrew.
And I have been Daniel. And again, from all of us here at the Black Tower Podcast, we hope that you are having a lovely morning, whatever morning it is for you, that you are getting everything that you hoped out of today. And in case we don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
And use protection.